Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm John.
And together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games. Hi, John.
Hey, Shella, thanks for having me on today.
Drew can't be with us today, so our overlord and glorious leader, John Breeden, is with us.
Yeah, who authorized Drew to take a vacation? What are these things?
I know. Well, you know us Brits, we like to go on holiday a lot.
That's right. Don't you have like a mandatory month where you take off or something?
We should do. That sounds like a good idea.
I think that might be France.
Yeah, I think that is France, actually. So, do you want to introduce today's topic, John?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the new Mass Effect game will be coming out in allegedly March of 2017. Yep. So, we got to see a little bit of a trailer for it at E3, and you know, a little bit of information trickles out here and there. And gosh, they do a good job of just giving us little crumbs and making us really, really want that cake. So we're just going to talk about the few things that we would hopefully like to see in the new Mass Effect game.
Yeah, cool. So I kick it off.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you generously allowed me to do the introduction, but it's actually your idea. So why don't you go first?
Okay. Well, I was just like, I was having a look through some sort of E3 and post E3 interviews, and it was interesting, you know, like some people were going, you know, why didn't you carry on Shepard's story or whatever. I think I'm actually glad it's not Shepard that's leading this new story. So I think that's one of the things that I put as one of my wants for the new game, is like a new hero, basically, because I think the Shepard story was pretty much it was told, it's done. Regardless of the ending or whether you liked it or the quality of the ending, for me, that arc was finished. You know, I, you know, had my love affair with Kaiden. I'd saved the world in some sort of way, kind of. And, you know, she'd risen from, you know, what was it? It was a rise from hero to legend or whatever. And I just felt that story was complete. So I'm quite excited in the interviews they said that it's a younger crew who are less experienced, so they're not already, you know, this great leader. It's about becoming the hero and becoming the leader, and so I'm quite excited about that.
It does take place many, many years after the Shepard saga, though, right?
Yeah.
So what they could do, what I hope they do, is they could, however, finish the Shepard story, you know, in, you know, some sort of historical text or something like that. Because I would like to know, you know, there was a whole thing at the end of Mass Effect 3 where it was like, you know, did Shepard live or did Shepard die in the attack? And if you pick the right, like, series of stupid events, like, you could see him breathe at the very end and stuff. So it would be nice to, you know, find a data cube or something, or a plaque or something in the game that would explain the canon ending, you know, what should have happened, what did happen to Shepard, which you would think would be historical record in a future society, since, like you say, you did become a legend in the first series.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be something like that. I mean, it might be quite cool if there's like, I don't know, some sort of technical term that, you know, like we named telescopes after great scientists or something, or some sort of theory or some, you know, it would be quite good if there's...
Well, then I'll bring this up. Don't forget, if you played all of the side quests, there is a Shepard VI, which theoretically could still be alive.
Okay. Yeah, so you never know. That might be one of the artifacts we find somewhere. Somehow it's reached another galaxy altogether.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that would be cool. Yeah, I think that's it. It would be good to have a new story, but it would be also good, like you say, to have some canon from the old story. So what have you got in
Well, I,
your file?
yeah, well, I'm hoping I'm not asking for too much, but I don't think I am. I would just like to see it be a little more open world. I mean, that seems to be the trend these days to have kind of, well, I guess the term would be open universe. I mean, I kind of want it to be more open. And I mean, I know like in all the other Mass Effects, you could pretty much fly anywhere in the galaxy, but all you could really do when you got to planets was spin the planets and look for resources and do the mining and stuff like that. And then occasionally you'd run into a planet and it's like, oh, there's a distress beacon here. So there'd be like a little mini mission or something that you could do, but you kind of had to find them. I kind of was hoping that this one would be a little bit more open world, where maybe when you go to those planets, you could actually, do something on them, or more of the planets would have, stuff that you could do other than just like walking around the Citadel, where you could actually go and maybe there's a society and I don't know, you could get involved with side qu I mean, not to get too Fallout, but I don't know, grow crops or something. I mean, but just a little bit more open world feel, kind of more of like a GTA or a Fallout or something, where the world is just kind of a little bit more explorable, and you weren't you're not it's you're not kind of like on rails as far as the storyline, and then everything else is kind of peripheral to it. I kind of wish, I kind of hope there's more you can do, and I think there's a chance that that might happen based on what we've seen, where it's a new galaxy and you're supposed to be out exploring it. It's not like you're defending a known galaxy from like some giant threat. You're kind of exploring a new place. So I don't know. I think it would be cool if the more open world they can make it, the happier I'll be. So I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not that into open world. I just think the obsession with open world can just be really distracting, especially when
And wait, this is coming from the girl who's looking forward to No Man's Sky? Come on.
I know, but that's pretty much all. That's its MO, isn't it? That's what it's there for. Whereas a BioWare game is about the story and the characters,
That's
and I
true.
just think an open world where you could like settle down and grow crops on a planet is like really distracting from the narrative. It's going to be really hard to keep that balance if you've got a sort of. I mean, I think there will be more elements of open world. I think partly because of the warm reception and huge anticipation for No Man's Sky. I think it's almost like this huge pressure on anyone who sends a game into space.
Oh yeah, because people are going to be like, "Well, here's a planet. Why can't I land on it? Drive around, you
Exactly.
know?" It's
But I just hope it doesn't become Fallout because I just find them too sprawling and too huge, and I just want a really great story, and I want a well-crafted narrative as opposed to just loads of things to do and collect or whatever in the scope of a Mass Effect game.
I agree. I mean, I can see your side of it, definitely. Where you kind of want that story, but I mean, I think, I don't know. I think that a company like BioWare could theoretically do both. I mean, they've always given us the good story. Adding the open world element, I think, would kind of be like stretching for them. It kind of like growing them as a company. And I don't know. I mean, with Fallout, you can always. You don't have to grow crops. I mean, that's what I last night I was on. I saw you were on the PlayStation Network. I don't know if you saw. I logged on. It was late. It was like 1 in the morning here, and I played for like 3 hours, and all I did was like grow settlements and build fortresses and stuff. I like doing stuff like that. But you don't have to. You could just follow the plot and do it. But I don't know. I go back to my original when we did our game, our best favorite games, and I brought up Starflight. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Starflight was a DOS game, and you could go to any planet and land and drive your little rover around and stuff. And I thought that was really cool. So maybe there's a happy medium in there for Mass Effect.
I think because I mean, I put down, I think that I'm a bit more negative than you, things I don't want to see in the next half of it, because the blooming planet scanner thing although I was really completist with Mass Effect, and I'm not really a completist gamer, but I loved that game so much that I scanned every freaking
Oh,
planet
yeah.
for every resource going. And I think there might have been a reason to get the best ending as well. I think you had to get loads of resources or something, didn't you? To get your ship really
Yeah, I mean,
bumped up or
I did
whatever.
that too, and I
But it
enjoyed
was
doing.
quite dull.
I will say, yes, I did the same thing you did. I looked for all the resources, and I went to star systems that had nothing to do with anything. That just,
Yeah.
oh, maybe I'll find some more platinum here for my. I've got 5 million
Exactly.
platinum in my ship, but I need, 10
Yeah,
more.
exactly. I went to every planet and they were all kind of soulless.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were a couple of tiny little missions, but yeah, I agree they would be nice. And I get the feeling from reading stuff that there is, because the Mako or whatever the little vehicle is in it, and they've worked really hard on making it not drive like a paper bag. So I get the feeling that we're going to get more, and it is basically like Voyager or Star Trek, isn't it? That's the sense I get that Andromeda is going to be, is we're looking for a new home, or whatever.
And that's all about exploration, that's all about finding new
Yeah,
stuff. And
yeah.
when you get to a new planet, you really don't want to spin the planet and pull up some pieces of platinum. You want to land and
No,
drive around and,
yeah.
oh, look, here's some cool stuff, and I don't know.
Yeah, yeah,
So.
yeah. So I suppose that, like, leading on from your sort of open world gambit, I'd say that I'd like to see some really interesting new cultures, not necessarily just the ones that we already know, sort of Grogans and whatnot. So, I mean, because I thought the Mass Effect games, it's one of the things that really hooked me was walking around the Citadel and just experiencing all those alien races. I just thought they were
I did
incredible,
too, yeah.
incredibly rich cultures all of them had, and
Yeah, I mean, and
they
they were all, some of them were interdependent on one another and stuff. And then you had
yeah.
like the Elcor, which were like the elephants, which were like really
Oh
slow
yeah.
speaking, and they couldn't show emotion, so they said what emotion they
Spoke
were
them.
trying to.
Yeah, yeah.
It was.
And they spoke in like the third person or something, didn't they? They didn't have
Oh, was
a
that them or
first,
was
they
that
didn't refer to
the.
themselves. Yeah, because they say, they said, with trepidation
Right,
and
right.
yeah, this. And yeah, they didn't speak about themselves, did they? Yeah, they were brilliant. And then the jellyfish kind of creatures that were
The
like these sort of
Hanar.
religious.
Yeah,
Oh, is that what they were called? I loved them.
I see. I thought the Hanar were stupid. I thought a.
I thought they were amazing. But
I don't think
there's.
a water-based creature like that would ever get into space. I don't know. That's just me, but.
Oh, okay. So you're being like science guy. Like.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was cool that they were like these street creatures,
Well,
were just around the
the
city.
cool thing about them to me was their interaction with the race called the Drell, which were
Yeah.
the lizard people. And if you got the DLC for Mass Effect 2, you got the Drell assassin, and
Oh, I
you got to do his missions and stuff, and you got to learn about him. So the Drell are lizard people. They're from a dry planet, but they're kind of like the Krogan, where they fought each other too, and they ruined their planet. So the Hanar came and, as a humanitarian thing, collected as many of them as they could and brought them back to their home world to live. But their home world is completely water filled.
see water.
Right. So the Hanar, I mean, the Drell get these diseases, these respiratory diseases because of all the humidity and stuff. But they still
Yeah.
love the Hanar because they save them. But there's
Oh.
this disease stuff that goes on. And I thought that was a real, I mean, they didn't have to get that detailed into their interaction.
No, I just thought it was great. I loved that. So that's what I really want to see is more new cultures and
I
it
think
would
you'll
be
get
quite
that. I
exciting.
think you're going to get that. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think definitely. But so I want what I think we're going to get, but yeah, mine's not that imaginative, but I'm really looking forward to that aspect of it.
Cool. My turn. I would like to see more realistic romance options. I love the fa I mean, God knows they do more with the romance options than any other game company, and it's more realistic and everything, but still, a lot of it is you know, give the girl a flower, you know, have a dialogue with her, play her in checkers, and then she goes, hey, when we get to the third cutscene, I'll come sleep with you, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, I kind of think it would be, kind of cool if you were able to, like, establish a relationship with somebody, and then all along the way, stuff happens, you know, maybe she nags you because your room is dirty or something, I don't know, but just kind of be a little bit more realistic and, you know, as opposed to just kind of like basically trying to go through the motions so you can get to the sex scene.
Right. Yeah. I think you mean, yeah, just sort of like deepen it.
Mm-hmm. A bit. I think that would be cool. I don't know if it's even possible to do, but I it would be neat to see, you know.
Yeah, it would be cool because, I mean, that was like central to my game was winning Kaiden back when, you know, because in 2, your relationship with whoever you had. Did you have that as well? Like your relationship was broken because you, because Shepard went off with the enemy, essentially got rebuilt by the enemy.
Oh right, yeah. The what was it? Well, I was with the girl. I can't remember the girl's name.
With the dark hair.
Yeah, it's like Abigail or God, I can't.
Something like can't that. Remember.
Yeah. She came, in Mass Effect 2. She comes up to me and she's. She's like, oh, you're not the real Shepard, you know, or whatever. And everything.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
And she's like, you know, basically tells you to go to hell. And then she sends you an email later and it's like, oh, I'm really sorry. I hope you'll stay faithful to me. And I'm like, F you, bitch. I'm like, forget that. So I immediately found another girlfriend in Mass Effect.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I was like, you're not going to spit on me and then send me an email and say, I hope you stay faithful. I'm like, no, that's kind of lame.
No, so I did. I basically stayed faithful. I did try to woo the kind of the lizardy guy.
Oh,
you know the one that sort of
sniper. Yeah, he's a cool character. He's a cool.
Yeah.
He does he does a lot of voices. In
not the grizzly guy, the one who was kind of mooning out the window because he was from a dying race or something. There's a bit of a pattern with my relationships.
Oh, that's the Drell assassin guy we were just talking about.
Is he Drell? Yeah, I can. But you know, there's the other guy as well who's also a bit lizardy.
He's like Shepard's best friend, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but I'm sure you probably have a relationship with him. Practically have a relationship with everybody else. Yeah, so I tried to woo him, but I messed up the mission, and so he just sort of sighed and looked out of the window.
Oh,
and then I was like, okay, I'll just stay and try and win Caden back. So, so that was central to my, you know, one of my key goals was to win Caden back by the end. And so that's pretty much all I cared about. And so, yeah, I think the relationships are really important part of Mass Effect. So, yeah, I agree. I hope they deepen them.
I mean, if they can't. They've laid the groundwork. I mean, I don't see why they couldn't, especially if you have kind of a new. I mean, if you're a new and inexperienced crew and you're working together
and
stuff, you would think that romances would naturally develop in an environment like that, you know? So
I think we
need to explore how that works. And maybe you have to make some decisions in the game where it's like, you know, you have to promote somebody and one of them's your girlfriend.
Yeah, like, so hey, lots of conflict and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. And I was just thinking, I wonder, it might be quite nice. My next choice would be to maybe have some space flight that's off the main ship, because, you know, presumably this is going to be quite a big ship with quite a large population. You know, I guess we'd have little
like fighter or something.
Yeah, or just like sort of short range exploration things.
Like exploring space.
Some sort of like a different aspect of space, because whenever we were in space, you didn't really get a feeling of being in space because you were on the ship, just kind of moving around, chatting to people.
Yeah, and that ties in actually with one of mine, where I wanted to see some element of space combat. I thought that would be neat too, because In Mass Effect 2, which I'm playing now, I'm replaying it. You do all this stuff to build your ship up, and you have to go on these side missions to get better shields and better what, but then you never really use them except for like in a
No, that's
cutscene.
true.
You know, I'd like to I don't know how they would do it, if it would be turn-based or real time or whatever, but I would like to see actually be able to use your ship, you know, to fight other ships or something. They must be able to
Even
figure
if
that out.
it's like a strategy style thing, because you could go into the command room and see the 3D thing with all the systems and stuff, and maybe deploy sort of little ships, fighter ships, and things like that. That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, because if you think about it, really, Mass Effect is really a game that takes place on the ground, and your ship is really just kind of a way to get there.
It is, and it's basically just a hub, like a social hub. It's just a
You're
place to
right.
talk to your team.
That's true. I never thought of it that way, but you're right. You're so right.
It's just a social club to kind of hang out and play pool.
That is funny, right?
So that's mine. I sort of that's oh well We've done two at once there, so I don't really have anything else
The only
that's
other thing I had that I wanted to bring up was I and they've done this a couple times in a couple different ways. This is something I don't want to see, is I don't want to be artificially pushed into doing stuff. Like in Mass Effect 2, you were kind of artificially pushed because you couldn't just go out and explore, because every now and then the elusive man would show up and he would say, "Okay, I've got a mission for you." And you had to do that mission right away, and that advanced the plot. And so if that happened at the wrong times, I felt like I was being cut off from some of the side quests and stuff, because, you know, because you had to go push forward. I don't know why they did that, but that's the thing they did in 2. And then in 3, they made you play multiplayer, that was the only way to get the galaxy readiness above 50%. And then
That was so
if you
annoying.
didn't play, it slid back down like 3% loss every day. I wanted to be totally free where, you know, I played the multiplayer because it was fun, but I didn't play it for a while because I didn't want to be pushed into it, and they were pushing me into it.
I didn't play it. It was just so annoying because
Yeah, I don't want to be pushed.
I don't like playing multiplayer. I can play MMOs, but when I'm playing a game like that, I just want to play the game, and I certainly don't want my ending to depend on
How well you did in the
playing.
multiplayer. Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. I totally agree. And I had fun with the multiplayer, and I still resented being pushed into it. So I want the single player game to be completely free of multiplayer, and I want the single player game to be completely free of these artificial pushes that push me along the plot line. I want to be able to explore and experience the world and talk to the people and do everything at my own speed. And if that means it takes me 4 months to finish the game, then that's how I want to be able to play it, you know?
Exactly.
That's all I had to.
And I was so reading the interview, I thought it sounded quite interesting the way they've kind of it's almost as if humanity isn't central to, because they're exploring a new galaxy, so there's not an established
No human colonies and
human.
stuff, right? Okay.
So I think that's quite interesting. So I think maybe a lot of the things we've said about new cultures and relationships and things will, and also more planet-based stuff, as part of the exploration, will probably come to pass, because otherwise we won't be doing anything with anyone.
That's true.
It would be quite interesting having a thing in space where humanity is the alien as opposed to the other. I think that's quite interesting story, starting point for the
I like
storytelling.
that. I didn't really consider that. That's going to be pretty cool. You know, you're not you're 'cause humans in every space game really are always kind of like, you know, central to everything, you know.
And it's like, and will we be necessarily good? We can't assume that we'll be the good guys in everything we do will be good for that galaxy or those people. Or,
well, the other thing that'll be interesting, and this is sometimes explored in some space TV shows like Babylon 5 and stuff, where the technology levels, like, everything was pretty even in the Mass Effect game.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting if, there's a society that's just, we're showing up in our spaceship and we think we're the badasses, and it's like, we're like in a Model T Ford or something based on what they have. And not that they're necessarily evil, but, because they've done the Borg thing where it's like, they're superior in every way and they're hostile. Just a race that happens to be way technically advanced than us, and how they deal with us, are they going to be annoyed by us? Are they going to find us quaint? Or, it'd be interesting to see how they play that.
Excited for this game. I suppose the one final thing that everybody wants for the new Mass Effect game is a good ending.
Yeah, do you think they sent the developers to, like, story classes or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Creative writing 101.
Endings are difficult. They are difficult. So
But video game designers are just so bad at it.
I know. They are notoriously bad.
I mean, we talk about Mass Effect 3. I was thinking about the Deus Ex Human Revolution game, where you literally, it's a beautiful game, great
is
plot.
Is that the second one? I'm just about to play that, so don't tell me anything. Don't spoil it.
No, I won't spoil anything. It's the most recent one before. And I won't tell you. But the ending literally has, they literally have three buttons, and it's like you're in a position where, okay, if you want. I mean, I'm not doing an analogy. There are three buttons, and it's like push this button to kill this faction and help this faction become great. Push this button to make this faction go on top. Push this button to kill everybody. And it's like, really? You come down to a three button in a game like this that's so epic and amazing. You come down to a three button choice. Actually, I'm sorry. There are four buttons. There's a hidden button that you can find too for a fourth ending. But yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know why guys, and girls in. You've got people, they're bringing in people like Rihanna Pritchett, that are great storytellers. I don't know why.
Amy Hennig.
I don't know why they can't get a good ending. So please, guys, get a good ending.
I think they'll be trying really hard, I think.
and to expand on that, an ending that matters, where your choices actually meant something to the the ending piece.
It doesn't come down to a flip of a coin.
We're not asking for much, right?
No, just exploration, deep relationships,
space combat,
open world, brilliant ending,
and a good story.
It's not much, and can we have it for $10?
Oh yeah, that'd be nice too, and lots of free DLC content.
Oh no, I'll happily pay for the next Mass Effect. So
yeah, me too.
Those are our wants for the next Mass Effect Andromeda. So let us know what you're looking forward to, what you want to see. And give us a like, give us a comment. We're on iTunes, we are on YouTube, we're on GameIndustry.com. Where else are we? We're everywhere.
We're Facebook.
Everywhere.
We're on Twitter at Gin Lounge. We're everywhere. Yeah. Follow. Oh, that's actually, I'm plugging my show. I'm sorry.
God, it's a pirate.
Do you have a Twitter?
Hook the plank, you scurvy dog.
I apologize. Do you have a Twitter feed for your show?
No, we don't.
Oh, there
so
you go.
It's just at shella.ramanan if you want to chat to me or Drew, or just leave comments on the website or on the YouTube.
And I must apologize. My influence has made your show run way over time again.
I know. No, yeah. We do half an hour shows now, so you're okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Drew talks too much for 15 minutes.
I saw that your shows were getting longer, but I didn't realize that was a policy decision.
Yeah, Drew wanted to go a bit more in depth, so we've expanded.
I love listening to Drew. He is a real he gets really deep into the stuff, and
Yeah,
I think you got a really good partner there.
he's a good sage-like co-host to have. And we do tend to go off on tangents about films, which is always fun.
Cool.
So we'd better wrap it. Thanks for stepping into the breach
Absolutely.
whilst Drew is away.
Anytime.
But Drew will be back next week, and we have an exciting guest coming on talking about virtual reality with us. An expert, a proper grown-up person with like letters before their name and after their name and things. So yeah.
I have letters in my name.
Yeah.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. It's also a professor, so yeah, so it's going to be exciting to talk to her.
Cool. I'm looking forward to
And
that.
that's it. That's it. We've got to go.
All right. Well,
This
thanks,
is
Stella.
where I say bye and Drew says cheerio.
All right. I'll try. Go ahead.
Okay, until next time, John.
Cheerios.
Bye.